Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at gethumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, Aaron Flint here, broadcasting live from the Grouse Mountain Lodge in Whitefish here from the Montana Equipment Dealers Association annual meeting. We're going to have a live panel discussion coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. In fact, Representative Lou Jones will join us for that. Number of lawmakers and candidates for office that are here for the meeting as well. In fact, Susie Hedlund, a Republican candidate for superintendent of public instruction, is here. She'll be with us in a few minutes. So John Jackson will join me for that conversation, talking about our schools and much more. But a quick few minutes here with Representative Lou Jones. And as you guys know, we could fill a whole two-hour show with Lou Jones talking about taxes and much more. Lou, there's two big challenges here. One is, how are residential taxpayers going to pay for all this stuff to basically... We're almost becoming solely reliant on residential taxpayers to fund our state government. But then how do we rebuild this industrial base that's been under attack by, you know, our left-wing federal government and liberal federal judges over the past few decades now? That's kind of my perspective anyway.
It certainly is a challenge, right? If you think of a Montana and they're paying income tax, which the state runs on out of one pocket, and they're paying property tax, which all of local government, education, cities, counties run out of the other pocket. And there is a very limited industrial base left to participate. Again, residential 76% of the entire taxable value of Montana. More challenging yet is within that residential is a massive increase in vacation homes from out-of-state folks that... They only pay from one pocket. They may pay some property tax, but they don't participate in the income tax. But they participate in the services of the income tax. The fire fund, we talked about briefly, $180 million. Educated workforce. Incarceration. Public safety. We've got 240 prisoners stored out of state. Every jail facility full. 470 on a list to go nowhere. More crimes, more violent crimes, a female explosion, often linked to drugs coming off the southern border. Mm-hmm. So what do we do to these folks? A prison will cost us $500 million, $135 a day per resident thereafter. How do we deal with these issues that aren't of Montana's causing? You know, the industrial shutdown was visited upon us. The demand for coal going to the West Coast, well, they won't buy any coal energy, so your buyer won't buy it. They won't believe the stats or the science that says it is clean enough. So what do we ship down the power lines? What do we sell? How do we keep these mines alive? And we're going to have to be serious about this. 12.5 visitors per one Montana. And again, we pay for their toilets to flush that the tourists use, right? We pay for these services because we are not a consumption tax state. We have more tourists per resident than Hawaii does. Yet they can have a way to have the tourists participate. These are all challenges that we have to address. We used to be a natural resource-based state. The reality is now that our economy has shifted, not out of our own doing. And you are correct. A lot of it has simply been federal government environmental lawsuits that have driven these industries out. 30 timber mills on the west side, down to two.
Those numbers are absolutely incredible. Representative Lou Jones, thanks so much for joining us. He's going to be on our panel discussion coming up at the 9 o'clock hour, so you'll hear much more later this morning as well. Thanks,
Military Matters.
Iran carried out the biggest ballistic missile attack in history this week, targeting Israel, whose missile defenses prevented 98% of the nearly 200 missiles from landing in Israel. Two U.S. Navy guided missile destroyers fired about a dozen interceptors to bring down some of the incoming missiles. The Aegis sea-based missile defense system was employed by the U.S. Navy. Israel relied on the Arrow 3 missile defense system, which was developed in conjunction with the United States. President Biden said Iran's attack was defeated and ineffective, adding Israel's response should be proportional.
The answer is no. I think there's things we'll be discussing with the Israelis what they're going to do, but they have, and all seven of us agree that they have a right to respond.
All of the nearly 200 ballistic missiles were fired from Iranian territory, none by Hezbollah or the Houthis. For Military Matters at the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies across the area for today. High temperature readings will stay from the lower to middle 60s. For tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Upper 30s to around 40. Still looking at some quiet and warmer conditions for Friday. The high at about 82 in Bozeman, with high temperatures into the mid-80s expected in the Billings area. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Look, we've got the most important U.S. Senate race in the country here in Montana. And you're seeing what the TV stations are putting out. You already saw what the major newspapers are putting out. A bunch of fake news media that's just propping up liberal Senator John Tester and doing whatever they can to be biased against Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. Here's the deal. Facebook doesn't want you to see the truth. Google doesn't want you to see the truth. If you want to get our Montana Talks content that we're delivering, download the app on your smartphone.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Well, let's, we've got Susie Hedlund, Republican candidate for superintendent of public instruction. Great candidate for superintendent of public instruction here in Montana. She's going to join us here in just a second. And John Jackson, yeah, jump in on that conversation as well, especially, you know, hey, you know, we've all got, you know, we've got kids in our schools. And so these are huge issues right now. But first, John, your take on our conversation there with Representative Lou Jones. I mean, to me, the Democrats, if they take control of the legislature or increase their foothold in the legislature, they are going to continue to attack industry, attack our industrial base, and attack business in the form of higher taxes, et cetera. We've got to rebuild what they have destroyed, mostly at the federal level, if you ask me. That's kind of my take.
Yeah, and what everybody has to understand, I think you brought this up a couple of weeks ago, is this state, the state of Montana, overwhelmingly supports Donald Trump. But then you've got, you know, a close Senate race and some of these close legislative races. And everybody has to understand that you must vote down the ticket. If you are for Donald Trump and his agenda, you must vote Republican down the ticket, because they are the ones that allow the people down the ticket. You know, congressmen, senators, local legislatures, they are the ones that allow Donald Trump to do his job, or the ones, the Democrats, that stop him.
Well, John, I don't know if you've gotten a chance to hear Susie Hedlund speak yet, who's the Republican candidate for superintendent of public instruction. Incredible candidate. Have you gotten a chance to hear her speak yet?
I have not.
Okay, well, let's jump right into it here. Susie Hedlund, Great job. There was kind of a candidate forum here at the Equipment Dealers annual meeting last night. Great to see you in person once again.
Thank you. Good morning. I'm so excited to be here. I just want to thank the equipment dealers for having me. I think it's huge that they chose to have one of their nights be the discussion regarding how business and industries need to partner with education. It's just critical work that we need to do, and we need to build that bridge between industry and education and have those conversations. So it was really exciting.
Yeah, and John, Susie Hedlund is backed by Governor Greg Gianforte, by Senator Steve Daines. She's got several endorsements of statewide leadership, but also backed by industry, by the Montana Contractors Association and others. And your opponent is a Democrat state senator out of Missoula. John, what else do you need to know when it comes to this race?
Oh, that right there is all I need to know, really, because we saw how important that office was during COVID, and we see it across the country everywhere. This is the way they come at your kids. Your kids in some of these areas across the country are coming out of high school already indoctrinated into higher taxes and climate change and all of the, you know, trans LGBTQ nonsense that comes out of the left wing. That's what they're there to do, is teach that crap to your kids. And having a Republican in that office will be some measure to try to stop that.
Susie, that's kind of my concern, is if you give the Democrats control of the Office of Public Instruction once again, they are going to, it's going to be bring in Planned Parenthood for sex ed for kindergartners. It's going to be bring in the radical transgender agenda. I mean, what would we be turning our schools back over to?
That's exactly the issue. So first of all, my opponent has not worked in the Montana K-12 school system, which I find frightening. I've worked all across our state. I understand our rural communities, our reservation schools, our AAs. I've worked in all of them. I think we need someone with the knowledge that has been a teacher, principal, superintendent. I know the budget streams. I know the work that happens every day, from anything from transportation to career and technical education. So that's why I'm here. And we have got to
educate. Let's focus on transportation instead of transing the kids, right? Maybe we can focus on that, right?
Yeah. Yes, we've got to educate, not indoctrinate. We've got to teach them how to think, not what to think. And I'm worried about it. This is serious. We need you to vote, and we need you to think about this. We're talking about our future. They want this seat back bad. This also is a voting position on the land board. When a 5 votes on the land board, we need people to get out and vote.
Yeah, John, the land board, the kids' support for trades education. Susie Hedlund's a big supporter of trades education and opportunities on that front. Actually, in fact, Susie, you talked about this last night. You talked about, so you are currently, you know, you got your start in Grass Range with your first administrative job at the school in Grass Range. And then you worked in AA schools as a teacher and more. But you're currently the superintendent in Townsend, Montana. And you're giving great opportunities right now through, I think it was at Miles Community College, where these kids can start doing a class on welding. Whatever. And so you're implementing it already. It's not just lip service.
Exactly. We are breaking down the silos and barriers. So we're not just working with our local colleges. We're working with those across the state. And we are egg-based in Broadwater County. So our students were interested in that. So I was honored to partner with Ron Singer out of Miles and provide the students the courses that they're interested in, what's relevant to them and what they want to do in their future. So we also have pre-apprenticeship programs going, and I'm just thankful to the legislators that are here that have helped us work with me on the Board of Public Ed to provide that flexibility so students don't just have to sit behind a desk. They can get out and get in the industries, and that's what we need, is to prepare our workforce in Montana.
All right, Susie Hedlund, and I can see on your stationery there, SusieForSchools.com is her website. If you want to support her campaign, contact her. Where are you on the campaign trail next?
I am going to have an event in Florence tonight, and I am heading home for homecoming. Go Bulldogs Friday night.
That's right. Your husband was telling me you guys serve a bunch of ribeyes for homecoming or
yes,
something.
Yes, sir.
So that's my kind of homecoming celebration right there. All right, Susie Hedlund, great to see you. John Jackson standing by back in studio. John, let's talk about FEMA not having enough money for North Carolina, but plenty of money for illegal aliens. I'll start there right after this. Plus, we've got legislators in the House.
Media. Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
The media consensus is that J.D. Vance pretty easily won the VP debate against Tim Walz. And Vance also seemed to soften his own image, even expressing sympathy for those who have a different view on abortion. Now, the CBS moderators, Norah O'Donnell and Margaret Brennan, were tougher on Vance, asked more questions from the left, and fact-checked him when they said they were going to try to avoid that. Each had bad moments. For example, when Vance was asked about January 6th, he says, oh, the media is obsessed with that, and he wouldn't say whether or not Donald Trump had actually lost the 2020 election. For Walz, it was a question about the way he lied about going to China at the time of Tiananmen Square protests, which he didn't. And he totally fumbled that. He called himself a knucklehead. Probably won't affect the campaign, but very revealing. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies across the area for today. High temperature readings will stay from the lower to middle 60s. For tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Upper 30s to around 40. Still looking at some quiet and warmer conditions for Friday. With a high at about 82 in Bozeman, with high temperatures into the mid-80s expected in the Billings area. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Coming up on Thursday's Montana Talks, the roadshow continues. We'll be at the Montana Equipment Dealers Association annual meeting taking place in Whitefish at the Grouse Mountain Lodge. We're going to have a live panel discussion that's a part of their conference, but we will also broadcast that conversation statewide for our show. Always a great time, great insight from our equipment dealers from across Montana. Thursday's Montana Talks, stay wide 9 to 10 right here.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordland.
Floodwaters from Hurricane Helene swamped the southern United States with virtually every commodity impacted. From cotton, pecans, poultry, and timber hit the hardest by the hurricane. It brought chicken processing plants to a halt and caused severe damage to some flock while also drowning pecan trees and flattening crops. USDA officials said hurricane damage to crops could trigger $7 billion in insurance payouts. Moody's Analytics says it expects $15 billion to $26 billion in property damages. Georgia and North Carolina are among the largest chicken-producing states and suffered severe damage. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp said in a press conference that 107 poultry facilities had been damaged or destroyed by the storm. The Georgia Department of Agriculture reported that 100 poultry farms in Coffey County were affected by the storm. A table egg producer in Pierce County, Georgia, had 17 poultry houses knocked down by Helene. And yesterday's sale at the public auction yards in Billings had slaughter cows selling mostly steady to $3 higher on breaker, boning, and lean cows were mostly $1 to $5 higher. Across the board, those slaughter cows saw prices of $1.13 all the way up to $1.39. And slaughter bulls going through the ring priced at $1.25 all the way up to $1.70. That's a look at our news. I'm Lane Northlund.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, I tell you what, if you guys are just getting rolling with us here in the 7 o'clock hour of this show, we had a great conversation in the 6 o'clock hour. John Jackson, the Joker from X, back in studio while I'm here set up at the Grouse Mountain Lodge in Whitefish this morning. And a number of state legislators and legislative candidates are in the house here for the the annual meeting here as well. Representative Gary Perry out of Colstrip, great conversation with him for most of the 6 o'clock hour. Later today, go back and listen to the Montana Talks podcast if you missed that 6 o'clock hour. It was great. John, we briefly touched on this, and you're gonna double down with some great coverage as you take over the show for the 8 o'clock hour of Montana Talks this morning. But North Carolina, Georgia, here you have the Joe Biden, John Tester, Kamala Harris regime. Oh, FEMA's running out of money. We don't have enough money to take care of the storm victims here in America. This is the same FEMA that spent northwards of $1 billion resettling illegal aliens into America over the last 2 years. But they don't have enough money for North Carolina. They don't have enough money for Georgia and much of the Eastern Seaboard.
I find it completely outrageous once you start reading the amount of money FEMA has spent on illegals. And you're talking about shelters and money for them all over the country. It's well over $1 billion. We've got multiple Congress people reporting that yesterday and this morning. And you're hearing also all the stories and all the anecdotes that are coming out of that area from people that who are there telling you what's going on, that the body count is probably in the thousands. And they're talking about people being threatened with arrest if they want to come in and try to help with the recovery efforts, the rescue efforts, people having their aid seized from them, coming in with whatever water, food, whatnot, having that aid seized from them. It is outrageous. And we've got some people calling in at the 8 o'clock hour that are right there on the ground. They're going to tell it exactly like it is.
Well, we've had Tom and Billings call in, and he's been told by the VA, you know what, we don't have enough money right now to pay for your health care procedure that you need right now. And veterans all across the country are being told that because of this billion deficit facing the VA right now. And yet John Tester has stood by and done absolutely nothing while VA resources are being used to process claims for illegal aliens. And our veterans are being told right now, you know what? The VA doesn't have enough money right now to do that appointment that you need right now. So give it a few more weeks. And, FEMA doesn't have enough money, but they had enough money to bring illegal aliens into this country. John's going to talk more about that in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. John, do you know who, are you familiar with a great radio talk show host, the Officer Tatum? I think he was at the SHOT Show, if not last year, he was at the SHOT Show the year before, because I think he's part of Salem Communications. Gorka, Sebastian Gorka, he's part of Gorka's outfit. But he does a radio show. He's on in Great Falls, the same station we're on in Great Falls later in the day. But he featured another soundbite from Charlamagne and the Breakfast Flakes. The black radio host Charlamagne, who's very influential when it comes to the black vote here in America. And, we talked about inflation and, Congressman Byron Donalds out of Florida went on that show and answered Charlamagne to the point of why Kamala Harris is to blame for inflation, because she was the tie-breaking vote that voted for all this massive inflation. And then, as we pointed out, with Representative Gary Perry, the reason she was the tie-breaking vote is because John Tester was the tie-making vote when he voted along party lines for that massive inflation bill. But listen to this. Brandon Tatum, at the Officer Tatum on X, he shared this soundbite from Charlemagne's show, and then he plays the actual Trump campaign commercial. But he says, Charlemagne gets red-pilled by new Trump ad. Oh, hold on. It's not playing. Hold on for some. Okay, hold on 1 second. It's not playing. Let me reconnect my my audio player here on my smartphone. I don't know why for some reason that's not playing for you, John. But, John, go ahead. Your thoughts in the meantime while I reconnect my my audio player here.
If that's the guy that I'm thinking of. Yeah, we saw him out at SHOT Show. I think the dude's got bigger biceps than my legs, if that's the guy I'm thinking of.
It probably is. Yeah. Although you're kind of skinny anyway, so it's not too hard to have bigger biceps than your little chicken leg, your little chicken cross country running legs there.
he's got a big following, big radio show, a big Twitter account.
great guy, pro law enforcement, obviously. Okay, I think I can roll it now. If not, I can have Travis do it. But let me see. I think I got it ready to rock for you.
It was this is what they were saying, that it made it seem like Kamala supports transgender sex changes in jail with our money. That's what it came across.
It literally said that Kamala supports taxpayer funded sex changes for prisoners. And it talks about how, you know, she supports funding gender transition surgeries for all prison inmates and migrants in the United States. That ad was impactful.
Was it because it was during football?
Yeah. Kamala supports taxpayer-funded sex changes for prisoners.
Surgery.
For prisoners.
For prisoners. Every transgender inmate in the prison system would have access.
It's hard to believe, but it's true. Even the liberal media was shocked Kamala supports taxpayer-funded sex changes for prisoners and illegal aliens.
Every transgender inmate would have access.
Kamala's for they, them. President Trump is for you.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Oh, man, what a closer there. What a closer there, John. What's your thoughts?
Well, most of these guys, you know, these hardline Democrats like Charlemagne and his people, they spend their whole lives like the three monkeys, you know, hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. But every once in a while, when they have the truth smashed right up in their face, like Byron Donalds did, and like the officer there just did, you it's like a dimmer switch on a room light heat, you know, coming on. They're like, wait, what? Because it is hard to deny. You can deny all day long whatever you hear on Fox News, but it is hard to deny when you hear that coming right out of Kamala's mouth.
Exactly. Hey, John, a random curveball to throw at you. If you could pick your favorite state legislator, your favorite lawmaker in the Montana legislature, who would you pick? Who would you say it is?
State? Got to be Jody Etchart. For sure. Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Look at that right now. Well, guess who just sat down at our table here at the Grouse Mountain Lodge in Whitefish for the Montana Equipment Dealers Association, State Representative Jody Etchart. Yeah. Jody, good to see you. He passed the test. You looked a little nervous there. You were like, John, you were about to go wring his neck, right?
Yep, I sure was.
Yeah. Well, great to see you, Jody. John, you want to throw a question her way? Or Jody, actually, the microphone is yours if you want to just kick off the conversation. Yeah, Jody, why don't you start? Because this John guy, he's crazy. Who knows what he's going to say, right?
Good idea. So a little bit change in what you're talking about this morning, although I have to say Gary Perry's amazing, and I can't wait to go and listen to what he had to say again. But October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and in the legislative session last time, I passed a bill that requires insurance companies to pay for diagnostic ultrasounds, diagnostic mammograms, and MRIs for early detection for breast cancer that will lead to early treatment, and this will ultimately lead to lower costs. So a couple things with this is people need to realize I worked with Blue Cross Blue Shield, and I had their permission to say that we worked together, and with the State Auditor's Office and Commissioner Troy Downing to make sure that this is not going to increase costs, because I have no interest in bringing a bill that was going to increase costs to insurance companies, which would increase costs to consumers in the end. So this bill, because of early detection and early treatment, will lower costs, and they'll have those numbers several years from now to show that this will lower costs. So that was really great bill for access for women. And you keep in mind, too, a small portion of men do get breast cancer as well.
A small amount. Yeah, no, that's exactly right. Yeah, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, very important. In fact, I think I saw I was at Granite Fitness on the west end of Billings, and I think they're going to have one of those mobile mammogram trucks there at some point in the near future. I should get the details on that. Very important reminder. We all know somebody who's been affected by that personally, and many who have won that battle, and many we've tragically lost. So very important what you're doing there. By the way, on a lighter note, did you see the vehicle that we drove up here in yet?
Is that your pink one out there?
That's what's not mine. It's Randy Geringa's pink one out there. Randy's in the house now. So, John, we took one of the radio station vehicles, and we do not have a Montana Talks vehicle yet. So car dealers, hook a brother up here. So we drove – the Cat Country one was tied up, so we drove the Mix 97.1 one. So Randy and I are driving this thing through Great Falls, you know, and all the way up here. We're like, man, we're going to go sell the Adam Schiff out of some Mary Kay this week, you know.
I'm glad to see you're finally coming to grips with your lifestyle, Aaron, and I hope everybody gets behind that here in Montana and just accepts you for who you are.
I'm man enough. I'm tough enough to drive pink, buddy. But we just told everybody, it's breast cancer.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, just got a great message on our Montana Talks app from Andy in Whitefish. He said, hey, I'm glad to hear you guys are in town. If I wasn't at work, I'd come down and see you and say hi. Well, Andy, if you get a break later this morning, drop in. I'll be here till probably about 11 o'clock this morning. We're doing a live panel discussion on the radio in the 9 o'clock hour of the show, and then I'll tear down the radio equipment, and then we'll continue the panel discussion for the in-house crowd here at the Grouse Mountain Lodge till about 11 a.m., and then the festivities begin here at the golf course and elsewhere. Some folks are doing an e-bike ride. Some folks are golfing. Some folks are doing a tour of the breweries in town. But, yeah, great day to be here in Whitefish. But, yeah, hope to see you. If not, no, either way, thanks for listening in. Light Brows in Hardin. Sent us a great important message last night on the Montana Talks app, and I've gotten to meet Lightbrows. He's an incredible Army Ranger and Special Forces veteran. He sent us this. October 3rd, Randy Shugart and Gary Gordon gave the ultimate sacrifice in Mogadishu during the Battle of the Black Sea. Toast them today. Awarded the Medal of Honor. He says, I was there. What a message there from Lightbrows and Hardin. Yeah, John Jackson, it's so incredible to think about the people that are tuning in for this show, law enforcement veterans, military veterans like him. Man, it's just incredibly humbling to know all the great folks that are out there listening.
Well, you find that like-minded people seek each other out. They're just attracted to each other. It's weird how that works. Like, say, on my Twitter account, you just don't even realize how many law enforcement and military people are out there following you, going back and forth with you, because they don't talk about it that much. They don't say on their handles who they are, what they did, or what they've done in life, but they're out there and they seek you out.
Yeah, well, we've got your favorite state legislator, Representative Jody Etchart, here with us at the Grouse Mountain Lodge in Whitefish as well. And I gave the invite to the other legislators in there as well if they wanted to come out and join us here. So we may see more here before we wrap up this 7 o'clock hour of the show. Jody Etchart, you know, talking with Lou Jones, with Representative Lou Jones, just about this decline in Montana's industrial base that really the Democrats and the left-wing judges and the environmental groups, they're the reason why we've seen this decline in our industrial base, and that's shifted tax collection to where residential taxpayers make up the bulk, an increased bulk of the taxation, basically, right? So we've got to rebuild that industrial base. But one thing he said is, you know, look, our jail's full, our prison is full. We got to do something there. We got to build, you know, a new prison. We've got to, you know, expand jail space. But again, you know, when you attack the industrial base, when the Democrats like John Tester are, you know, attacking Signal Peak coal mine south of Roundup, when they're attacking Colstrip, when they're undermining our industrial base, it makes it harder to pay for stuff like this, right?
Absolutely. And I think also listening to Lou Jones, he highlighted how many timber mills that we've lost in Montana. And why wouldn't we want to use the timber industry, thin out the forest, have better forest management, better forest health, decreased forest fires, and you know, the other thing, being in healthcare, decreased forest fires, the biggest thing that I work in pulmonary, that people complain about is air quality in the summer and having exacerbations of COPD and asthma. Why wouldn't we want to better everything for everybody? I think that's what the Democrats and the liberals forget all the time, is this isn't simply to destroy the environment, but it destroys jobs, it destroys people's health by not caring for it in the beginning.
That's right. Yeah, John, your thoughts, or did you have a question you want to throw towards Jody Etchart here?
Now, I wonder what is number one on the agenda when you guys get back in session. What is your number one priority?
So truly is going to be to figure out this tax problem. And I know that the tax committee has been working judiciously on getting this taken care of. So that's going to be one of the huge things that we work on. And of course, the other thing that people are looking at working on is the problems with judicial reform and the problems with the Supreme Court running amok and running wild in the state of Montana. Arguably, we have one of the most liberal Supreme Courts, state Supreme Courts in the nation. And truly, we have no place for activist judges. Do your job reasonably, and move on.
I have people all the time ask me, hey, who should we vote for when it comes to these Supreme Court justice positions? I've given my answer before, yeah, but why don't we let you give your answer?
Vote for the Sons, Wilson Swanson, hands down, no questions asked, vote for the Sons.
That's right, well said there. John Jackson, anything else for Jody Etchart? I think she's probably wanting to get some breakfast here before the annual meeting gets underway.
Now, based on everything she said and then talking about the judiciary, everybody has to remember what the great Rush Limbaugh said for 20 years. There is no such thing as a moderate Democrat. They're all the same. So when you are pulling that lever, like we said a minute ago, if you're for Donald Trump and his agenda, you have to pull that lever for every Republican on the ticket.
And likewise, vote against every single one of these constitutional initiatives on the ballot this fall as well. They're funded by these radical left-wing mega donors from out of state, millions and millions of dollars. Actually, that was one more question I had for you, Representative Jody Etchart. You're a PA, a physician's assistant, and I served with some incredible PAs in the military. PAs, incredible health providers, and NPs, had some great NPs over the years. And so you had a bill to basically give more freedom for PAs to operate independently and provide more health care services. It's amazing to me how limited, you know, our government, how many restrictions the government puts on PAs. Yet these same Democrats don't want to put any restrictions whatsoever on abortion mill providers. And so it's just like, wow, they don't want any restrictions at all on anybody that works at an abortion mill factory. But you PAs, we're going to tightly regulate whatever business you do. It's just crazy to me.
Correct. You're absolutely correct. And one of the things we have to remember is nurse practitioners do an excellent job. They do an excellent job in the state, but they can practice independently immediately outside of school. And PAs never had that opportunity until we passed this bill last time. And now PAs practice for 4 years, which is pretty much equivalent to a residency program with a doctor. So you practice for 4 years and then you can practice independently. The good thing about our bill compared to other states' bills is that PAs can also supervise other PAs that are new out of school. So we did some innovative stuff in Montana, and hopefully other states could follow along with that same thing.
Well, yeah, it's great work that you're doing to basically provide more freedom and opportunity for our people that work in healthcare. And it's also another reminder of how phony these Democrats are. They fought your PA bill, but they want to allow anybody that works at Planned Parenthood. The way they wrote this constitutional initiative 128, the office secretary could say, yep, you can go have that surgery even if the baby is 8 months along. That's the way they've written this constitutional initiative. It is so crazy. And then, of course, there's no gender-specific language in an initiative that they claim is about women. Maybe it's about more than just their radical abortion agenda here, too.
Exactly. And don't even get me started about the abortion thing with all the misinformation about women's health care. There is no provider who is ever going to let a woman die if she comes in with bleeding. And no woman is ever going to go to Planned Parenthood if she's having a massive bleeding problem. If she did, they would send her to the hospital before you could even say go to the hospital. No one is ever going to let anybody die. And when you're talking about a situation like that, that is no longer abortion. That's the health of the female. That's the health of the baby. And any healthcare provider is going to do everything that they can to save that baby, if possible, and save the mom. It is simply non-existent. It's a talking point that the Democrats use for fear-mongering, and it's atrocious.
Yeah, John Tester, in the debate with Tim Sheehy earlier this week, he lied about the Georgia case. He claimed that the Georgia abortion law was responsible for this woman's death. No, Planned Parenthood's abortion pills put that woman at risk, sent that woman to the emergency room, and then Planned Parenthood doesn't want women to know the risks of their abortion pill that will send them to the emergency room. So they're afraid to tell the docs at the emergency room why they're actually there. And then she got, frankly, it sounds like bad treatment at that emergency room. But again, Planned Parenthood was responsible for that. She had their abortion pills, which are dangerous.
Absolutely. I can't tell you the times that I've had to treat women and see women initially for their botched abortions. One of the best stories I can think of is a gal was 15 years old, went in for an abortion, and she had a bicornate uterus, which means she has two uteruses. And the doctor doing her abortion, he aborted the wrong uterus, and it wasn't the baby in that side. So she continued to be pregnant, continued to grow, obviously. And she came in and she said, I had an abortion. How am I pregnant? Well, because you have a bicornate uterus. You have two uteruses. And the doctor aborted the wrong uterus. There wasn't a baby in that side. So she said, this was the best thing that could have ever happened to me.
Wow.
And her life was completely changed. She had an open adoption to another woman here in Billings. And it was the best thing she could have ever done. And she said, I'm so thankful that God intervened and my baby is alive for that.
My goodness. I'm glad I got to take a break because that is powerful. Wow, I have never heard that story before. That was incredible. Wow, Representative Jody Etchart, such an honor to have you here this morning. Great to see your husband, John, here, works in healthcare as well. And, of course, love all the Etchart family and up there in Glasgow, Montana, and elsewhere across the state. So great to see you. Thanks so much for joining us. Back with John Jackson. He's in studio right after this.
Fox News commentary.
Netflix cancellation spiked after its big boss endorsed Kamala Harris. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
It is time to take the quiz.
5 days a week, it's five questions in less than 5 minutes. We ask people on the streets of New York City to play along. Let's see how you do.
Including the pre-Super Bowl era, what NFL franchise has won the most NFL championships?
I'm going to say the Cowboys.
Good guess. I always say the Packers.
How'd you do exactly? Things get tougher, so hang on.
Make sure you take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox. Thank you for taking the quiz.
You know, contrary to popular belief, conservatives watch and consume just as much content as our liberal counterparts, and Netflix is finding that out the hard way after cancellations nearly tripled following a big Kamala endorsement from its platform's big boss, Reed Hastings. Hastings is the co-founder and chairman of Netflix, and he chose to make his political prerogative public on social media and followed that up with a huge donation to an anti-Trump PAC. This went down in July, and in tandem, the platform saw a 2.8% rate of cancellations, known as churn in the industry. This drop represented the highest rate since February for the streaming service, which has the lowest rate of churn in the industry, according to the researcher Antenna. I'm sure Netflix will come out of this just fine, but perhaps this does send a message to these bigwigs that perhaps ticking off half the country isn't the best business move. Learn from the Bud Light example, sir. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Bullet points.
I'm Evan Brown. Guns and ammo are still legal in Okeechobee, Florida. The town in South Florida has drawn the ire of Second Amendment advocates as of recently, with Hurricane Helene coming and states of emergency being declared in a number of Florida counties. Okeechobee, the city, began posting signs saying the police chief, acting as emergency manager, was stopping sales of guns and ammo for a period of fewer than 24 hours. That prompted a lot of phone calls to Governor Ron DeSantis' office. End result is the order had to be rescinded. But the order was based on a real law, one that might have been misapplied. Florida's statutes do permit the governor, during a state of emergency, to suspend arms sales if violence and defiance of law enforcement are underway, which there wasn't in this case, though. And those are your bullet points.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
AmericanCrossroads.org. Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
You know, we've been talking healthcare. Let me share this with you here before we run out of time this hour of the show. We've been talking healthcare, and I know what some of you are thinking, man, I need to go see a healthcare provider, or I've already gone and seen a healthcare provider, and they're telling me I got to get surgery on my back, or they're telling me I got to get surgery on my knee, or the here or there, or they're saying, here, take these pills, and you're like, man, I don't want to get hooked on all those painkillers. I don't want to take painkillers. I don't like the way they make me feel. Look, I get it. Here's the deal. There's alternatives that are out there. At least check them out. Give them a call. Get a free consultation. See if this is something that can work for you. QC Kinetics has hundreds of clinics all across America, but they're now boots on ground here in Montana. And they specialize in something known as regenerative treatment. It's where they take the healing properties that are already in your body, put them directly into your achy joints. So if you've got knee pain, back pain, hip pain, shoulder pain, you name it, just give them a call. They do a free consultation. They can tell you if this is something that'll work for you. I had a friend who gave him a call. He was having neck problems after an ag accident, and he said it's working, and huge. 406-201-6263 for that QC Kinetics free consultation. Man, John, I know we're short on time. Thankfully, you're going to cover the whole 8 o'clock hour of the show while I get set up here from the event in Whitefish for our panel discussion in the 9 o'clock hour. What a powerful story that was shared by Jody Etchart. I also wanted to get your reaction to the vice presidential candidate debate. You were standing by yesterday. You were ready to back me up yesterday, but I ended up having a ton of guests join me in Great Falls. But I still wanted to hear your reaction to the VP debate.
Yeah, bottom line is, although I think probably you and I would rather have seen a J.D. Vance come out there and verbally punch Tim Walz right in his communist face. Really, when you look at it in the rearview mirror, and we had one of my Twitter followers at Patriot Girl pointed this out. What could have been the strategy here, because J.D. Vance played it so cool and so smooth and so Mr. Nice Guy, while also being articulate, what could have been the strategy here was going for the moderates and the independents out there. Because as we know, there's a lot of these people out there that still have it in their head that Donald Trump is this caustic mean guy with his mean tweets and all that stuff, right? And so basically you had J.D. Vance playing good cop to Trump's image of the bad cop, which if that was their strategy, it was pretty good.
Yeah, no, exactly right. Because he humanized himself. Everybody knows he's smart. Everybody knows he can go on the attack. Everybody knows he can fight. But he showed the human side of J.D. Vance and the warmth of J.D. Vance and the true compassion of J.D. Vance. And Donald Trump, really, by extension, I totally agree. Did you get a chance to hear Sheriff Jesse Slaughter out of Cascade County and I talk about school safety? Man, isn't that cool what he's doing, getting hidden folks in the schools that are armed to be there to respond in the event of a school shooting, that immediate notification, and so much more.
Slaughter's a rock star, 100%, and he's on his way up. That guy is going to be one day, he's going to be congressman, senator, governor, guy's on his way up. And it's not through showmanship or any kind of BS, it's through really doing the job.
No, yeah, he's not a phony. He won't just come and just, you know, shake your hand and tell you everything you want to hear. He will tell you if he disagrees with you, too. And, yeah, he could have already run for one of those offices if he wanted to. But, man, the guy's just doing real things, getting it done. So, like I said, if you missed the 6 o'clock hour with the Joker and Representative Gary Perry out of Colstrip, go listen to that podcast. If you missed the 8 o'clock hour with Sheriff Slaughter yesterday, go listen to that podcast. Fascinating conversation on school security and what he is doing right now. He's not just talking about it. He's doing it across the county. Did you hear about the Portland Loo? Ew. Did you hear that conversation? I've got a story. They're going to put a Portland Loo in Great Falls, possibly. And there's a story on our Montana Talks website. A Portland Loo.
A loo meaning a bathroom, I'm guessing.
Yeah, exactly. Designed by Portland.
Oh, great, great. Is that one of those things that's going to wash out all the hobo poop, you know, every time they poop all over the place?
No, it won't wash it out. It's going to recruit more of it to move into downtown is what they're going to do.
Oh, of course.
That's why it's called the Portland Lou, because they want that Portland doo-doo with the Portland Lou right here.
That's
for me
the
and
idea,
you.
Yeah.
Okay, bad rhyming. Bad rhyming.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with a crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.